up, just kept going. Rashford, here's Martial. It's another one for Anthony Martial at Manchester United. The game turned on its head. How significant can this be in the context of Manchester United's season?
Welcome to EPL 1300, Lexington's only show covering the English Premier League.
Hazard. Oh, it's at the post and Rudiger. Tempers get frayed by the technical area.
Now, here's the hosts of EPL 1300, Lauro, Kali, and Mickey.
I am so excited. First, the Open the way it should be. The way it was meant to be. Thank you, Mickey. Secondly, the A team back together again. Although the Gunner filled in ably.
Oh, yeah. He did a nice job, and Collie did a nice job hosting last week.
Hi, Collie.
Watch your back, Laurel.
The confidence level is rising.
I'll be taking down a peg pretty lively, I'd say.
You think?
Ah, yeah.
Welcome in, everybody. EPL 1300. We got so much going on.
Full show.
We have EPL. We have Champions League. We have
UK soccer.
How good are they?
Number three in the country.
13-1-1.
That's good, right? I can't believe they lost a match. Really? The heck? I was hoping for an unbeaten season. That's out the window. No, they're doing great.
We had Cincinnati winning last. First playoff win for a Cincinnati team in, I don't know, I think
24
years?
Something like that. 28. Is it 28 or 24?
Did the Reds win in 95? If the Reds won a series in 95, it'd be since 1995.
Right.
Which is 20.
A long time. Years, 23 yeah. years.
Otherwise, it's 1990.
It's a long time, yeah. However. And did you see that 6 or 8 minute video that FC Cincinnati put together? Just fantastic. Chills the whole time.
The last 2 minutes was Jeff Birding, who used to be the GM of the Bengals, basically crying, saying thank you for getting a playoff win into the city.
That's
you know
what it was. We got to get Jeff back on the show. He obviously has joined us many times. And Lindsey Patterson and all the great people up there. Yeah. This is a fairy tale come true for that club.
That's the fourth time that Cincinnati beat Nashville, just for anyone who doesn't know. And they won on penalties. It was 1-1. Actually, it was 0-0 at the end of 90 minutes. Then it went to extra time, and there was a goal from each side, and then it went to penalties. But that's the fourth time they've played this season, and it's been a draw in each one of those games.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Nashville are joining the MLS next season as well. So it's a good little rivalry they've got going now.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a great game. Great game. They're pretty lucky. The goalkeeper, both sides' goalkeepers actually played really well. I watched the game, and it was very exciting. Very exciting. And great fans, as always.
Just amazing up there. That whole atmosphere, and wait till next year. Wait till we're in the MLS.
Now, did you go, or did you catch it on their live stream?
Caught it on the live stream.
All right, so great stuff out of UK, great stuff out of FC Cincinnati. What we just heard in the Open was from Saturday past.
Yeah, the early game.
Early game, and it was a wonderful game.
Yeah,
right
fantastic.
Yeah. Down to the end.
Final 30 seconds.
Chelsea and Man United 2-2, and we had a little thing go on there. We can just talk briefly about it with our buddy Mourinho. And when Sean and I, you weren't here, but Sean and I talked about it, and we watched the replays, and we're talking about Mourinho and a little incident that happened with one of the assistant coaches from Chelsea.
Yeah, I think he's a statistician. Yeah, on staff.
Who, if you don't know what we're talking about, when Chelsea scored at the very end.
96th minute. Yeah, last kick of the game.
Came up in front of Everybody was obviously very excited. He came up in front of Mourinho with and did a fist move, like, right in front of his face.
Yeah, he did a Tiger Woods.
A Tiger fist pump right in front of his face, and then walked back and said something, and Mourinho jumped out of his seat and went after the guy. Had to be restrained. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
But, as you said, really. Well, no, but...
Yeah.
That's not something you see all the time.
No, it's not, but emotions are obviously high in the last kick of the game. Chelsea right. were playing, we said at the start, just three teams unbeaten after nine games. Is that correct? So I think we three yes. teams unbeaten yeah. after. It's the first time ever in the Premier
it's only,
League.
It's only no third time ever in English football history.
Oh, first time in the Premier
first
League.
Time
the Premier.
First time in the Premier League.
So you got Chelsea, Manchester City, and Liverpool, and Chelsea are playing to hold on to that non-losing record. Anyway, let's unbeaten. Put it that unbeaten record.
Yeah.
So obviously everybody's up. They're on. He's on a high after Chelsea equalised as well. But Mourinho is known for this. When Porto played Manchester United in the... Porto was Mourinho's first ever team as right. a manager. He went from Barcelona, being on staff as a statistician himself.
Interesting.
For Barcelona, under Bobby Robson, under a lot of different coaches, went to Porto. And Porto were an unknown team at that stage. They didn't have... They had Deco and a couple of other players, but they didn't have any world superstars. And he set up his stall to basically do what he does now. He breaks teams down, parks the bus, and then tries to hit them on the counter-attack. It's not like the fluent football that you'd see from Manchester City and right. that ilk. But he won a Champions League with that. And when Porto went to Manchester United, to Old Trafford, he ran up and down the sideline celebrating when they beat them. And I mean like up and down the sideline yeah. a couple of times. And he was fist-pumping and he was doing all that stuff. So he's an emotional guy. Everyone, and I'd rather him see him be emotional than just sit there and take it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The good thing about it is people were calling for this guy on staff for his job, for his yeah. head, basically. Mm-hmm. They're saying, you have to get rid of him. And Mourinho came out nearly straight away after the game and said, look, we've all been there. This guy's a bit younger than me. I've made mistakes in the past. He's made a mistake. He came up to me. He apologized. Let's put the whole thing to bed.
Right.
It's done. It's an emotional game. Like, he celebrated in front of him. That's it. Yeah. Mourinho overreacted a little bit as well, but he was saying it wasn't very good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a game. It's yeah. your emotions are on a high. Yeah, I don't care.
And they sit 8 feet apart.
Yeah, it's not like apart. it's not like he ran across the field yeah. and did it.
Right. It's right beside and him. Once again, as he was after that little brouhaha.
Brouhaha.
after that, he went over, which he does now, and he gave his little applause towards the Man U fans. And then he, as he was walking back to the tunnel, he put three fingers up in the air. They're at Chelsea, where he was very successful. And three fingers in the air, said three, pointed to himself and then to the pitch. And he did it a couple of times as he walked into the tunnel.
Yeah,
that's Mourinho.
Yeah, but they were probably... You know, when you arrived there, the fans probably gave him a bit of stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's just reminding them that yeah. well, they wouldn't be anything without him. But in act, he didn't win the Champions League, no, ranting with them. Like, Di Matteo won the Champions League with them, and he only got one season, and they brought Mourinho in.
Right.
Anyone could have won it. Honest God, at that time, Roman Abramovich was putting so much money into those teams, into yeah. that team, that I think one of us could have managed right. the team.
Well, you.
No, one of us. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay.
The one that knows the least about soccer. You two can fight about that.
Oh,
it could
boy.
Be me.
Oh, boy. Here
I think
we
that's
go.
Fair. Oh, boy. He's got years on me. He probably knows a little more than I do. So I could manage that Chelsea team.
Yeah.
But didn't Mourinho and the United bus got stuck, and he ended up having to walk?
Yeah. So
I imagine he did take a lot of heat coming in, walking into the stadium.
Oh, no, that was at the...
Was that the Champions League
that's
match?
The Champions
okay,
League,
that
yeah.
Was,
so
that was the match.
United are having... United are having problems getting from... They stay in a team hotel the night before games, and they have done for numerous years, mm-hmm. even when it's a home game. And they're getting stuck in traffic all the time. So yeah. they were only arrived to the ground something like 50 minutes before the actual game. So if you... Your warm-up, all that, like that takes normally 40 minutes getting changed. So they're obviously behind schedule. And he jumped out of the bus and walked to the ground in Manchester.
I've read so many things this week that I've gotten everything all tied to
arrive
separate,
a little bit earlier.
Separate them.
It's tough.
I know.
It's but for an organization as big as Manchester United in Manchester, not to have like a police escort and get through all the traffic.
That's odd.
That baffles me altogether. I don't understand.
I know.
The commissioner must be a City fan. That's all I think.
Maybe they should leave their hotel earlier.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since we're here.
United Juve? Cristiano Ronaldo back to Old Trafford?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah. Well, we might as well. Juve dominated the game. Yeah. United didn't look up to much. Juve could have won 2 or 3-0.
Right.
Lukaku was terrible. That's about it. Really.
And that's it in a nutshell. Well,
Ronaldo was very good, but Juve, their passing was fantastic, crisp, concise, very nice. I'm tipping Juve, looking at a couple of their performances, I'm to the Champions League final. I'm going to tip them
all the way nearly.
Yeah.
It's either going to be them or Barca, I'd say, because Real aren't at the races at the moment.
And Barca's without Messi for at least a few more weeks.
Yeah, but they've got a 100% record at the moment, so they're nearly through.
They're going to make it through the group stage pretty much with no trouble. But
yeah,
it's a big loss.
Well, Messi played against Valencia in the La Liga on Sunday, and Barcelona went 1-0 down after something like 2 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
So and Messi basically just dragged them through the whole game and then scored a cracking goal. Yeah. Into the bottom corner. He's unreal. He's fantastic.
And then he broke his arm. He's got a broken bone in his arm.
Or maybe that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Over the past week, he in a match. I don't know if it was a La Liga match or. Yeah, it had to have been. He broke his right arm, I think, and he was out for this match that they played in the Champions League, and I think he's going to miss at least 2 more. Maybe 3 more.
But they've got Coutinho, Suarez.
I mean, they're not hurting for people with Barcelona.
Plus, it's his arm. We're talking about soccer here. You don't use your arms.
Yeah, but
come on.
What happened to Salah when his shoulder got
messed up.
Oh,
come on. That's bogus. I don't go with that. Put it in a cast and let him play.
Sorry, yeah. So they won against Sevilla at home. It was the one before that where they played against Valencia. Okay. So,
Valencia.
The V becomes a B.
Barcelona played Valencia.
It's Barcelona. Yes. All right. Let's take a break.
Let's do that.
And when we come back, we'll see what happened other than the Chelsea Man U match.
So before we go to break, is Mourinho saving his job with these draws against Chelsea in the Premier League? He's doing okay in the Premier League, doing lousy in Champions League, but.
The Champions League they can still get through.
Yeah.
They're not totally done.
They're still another full round robin.
They can get through. If they get through, if they get knocked out of the Champions League in the group stages, I reckon he's gone. If they get through, obviously there's a bit more cash there for him and a bit whatever. I think last year Liverpool got £80 million pounds, $100 million basically to get to the final. Alongside a lot of other money, but that was like their bonus, $100 million for the final. So it's worth everybody to get through, but also you can't attract better players unless you're playing at the highest standard. And I don't know, he keeps on complaining about the players and not having the quality. Obviously, the players aren't at the highest quality. They don't have a marquee superstar other than Pogba at the moment, and Pogba is too wishy-washy. You know what I mean? He's a head case, yeah. And that's why Ferguson let him go. I was reading some stuff about this. Like, Ferguson let Pogba go from the U team to Juventus a number of years ago because he said he doesn't have the right temperament to fit in at Manchester United, where it's more of a work ethic and a brotherhood than having a standout superstar.
Right.
And Ronaldo is probably...
Yes, that was during the Wayne Rooney Zlatan years?
No.
Was it?
No, Zlatan never played under Ferguson.
Never played over Ferguson, okay.
And Wayne Rooney came in as a kid, and you ask Wayne Rooney, or it was actually, if Men in Blazers had a Wayne Rooney documentary or like a show with him last week or the week before, it's on their website. Mm-hmm. And Wayne Rooney says, accredits Ferguson with being like the most influential man in his career because he always kept him under wraps. Like, and that's what his best attribute was Ferguson. It was man management, not so much the management of the game. It was man management of the players who could have been like the Beckhams, Ryan Giggs, all these stars, superstars who ended up just creating this brotherhood that are still like best friends at the moment.
Right.
And if you don't fit into that ethos under Ferguson, who had these like these guys, then you weren't right for the team. It's, there's no one player better than the club or better than the team.
That's the culture of Man U.
That was the culture
and,
of Man U.
But, and that's the opposite of what Pogba is.
Yeah, and that's the why they're talking about bringing Zlatan back. Because Zlatan's ego would just dwarf his.
Yeah, I know. He'd just swallow up Pogba's ego completely. Yeah.
Oh, great.
I would love to see Zlatan back in Premier League for 3 or 4 months.
It's on the cards. Yeah. It could definitely happen.
All right.
Could definitely happen.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. It's EPL 1300. Collie's here. Mickey's here. And I'm here. ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. We are the champs. Collie, Mickey, and Laura are the champs.
Self-proclaimed champions of the city.
That's all right. We're kind of like UCF football, national champions. EPL 1300, we're discussing the Champions League, which I would appreciate either one of you taking a few minutes to talk with Mike Cameron and explain the Champions League to him. I've tried.
Yeah.
I keep saying it's very simple. And I can't get through to him.
I heard
maybe you guys.
I heard a caller on Matthew and Mikey the other day saying his son, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, saying his son was a Tottenham Hotspur supporter.
Yeah.
Was it yesterday?
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, it must have been yesterday because he said, oh, they drew 2-2 and it wasn't a very good result. Was it? Did they draw?
I think it was, yeah.
It was yesterday they played.
Yeah,
yesterday. And so it's obviously on the show yesterday, mm-hmm. and you can hear Mikey in the background go, whoa, Champions League.
And then we had a whole discussion again, and it's fair. He just can't. He doesn't get it.
Sometimes when it comes to soccer, Mikey is willfully ignorant.
I know, but he's come a little. Yeah. He actually knows a couple of names now, which is okay. All right.
Right, let's get into it.
Okay. Let's start there.
Right, okay, so we said Group 8, which is United and Juve. United lost to Juve, and Valencia drew with Young Boys, and that's a team.
Yeah.
Just in case people get weird about that. But that puts United in a not too much bother, but they've got 4 points from 3 games. So they've had a win, a draw, and a loss, while Juventus have had 3 wins. So it looks like Juve are going to go through as the top team in that group. But it's between Valencia and Young Boys then to see who goes through, and United to see who goes through from there.
Right.
United have to go to Juventus, so they got to play in Juventus, in Turin. I can't remember exactly what the new stadium is called.
The Jeep Stadium.
Okay,
let's call
very
it the
good.
Jeep Stadium.
And then they also have to go to Valencia, which is the Mestalla Stadium. So,
yeah,
they've
so they
got,
had, they
they've
had
got,
2 of 3 at home on the, in the first.
Yeah,
the first
so they got it. They're up against it there in that.
Right.
And what we said earlier on before the break, if they don't get through there, I'd say Mourinho will get the marching orders because they got to get through group stage.
Right.
Okay. And the top two teams go.
Top two teams go through.
From each group.
Yeah.
Correct. See, that's simple. Mikey doesn't get that. Anyway.
Real Madrid back on the winning streak, 2-1. Roma win 3-0. Manchester City went to Shakhtar Donetsk in Group F. And Manchester City sit on top of that. They've played 3-1-2. They're on 6 points. And I'd say they're going to go through. I can't see them not going through. Lyon are on their heels on 5 points. And, I'd say City will get through that group either in first or second. Obviously, they want to be in first place because it's seeded and they get the second place team. Yeah,
you kind of brushed over Real Madrid despite the win yesterday. That's a team that's in trouble. Maybe not in Champions League, but they're
yeah,
they lost 4 straight in league, I think.
Yeah,
doing well in league.
In La Liga, they're not doing great, but in
Champions League,
they're
game,
6 points. So they've played 3-1-2, and Roma are on 6 points as well, and Moscow are on 4 points. So that's a pretty tough group. But you'd fancy Real Madrid to get through that again. And
I would think.
I don't think they're going to win the league.
Didn't they lose some big player?
Yeah.
Kind of left some guy.
But they lost Zidane as well. They lost their manager as well.
Yeah.
And then they've got a lot of players that are wanting to join Ronaldo. And
somewhere else.
Juventus.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, losing Ronaldo hurts.
All right.
Bayern Munich look like they're going to go through in Group E alongside Ajax. And I like to see Ajax do well. They're the old Dutch team. They basically created total football in the 70s with Johan Cruyff. And they're a hotbed of some of the best players in the world all get produced there. So they're...
I remember that Johan Cruyff stuff, how fantastic he was.
Brilliant. He played in America, I think, with Pele and all the boys back in the... What was that league called in the 70s?
Where Giorgio Canaglio was?
Yeah. What was that?
The
New
that
York
was the Cosmos.
The Cosmos.
Was, Cosmos was the team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it the North American Soccer League?
Correct. NASL.
Yeah.
Very good, Sean.
Well, Sean. Two points for Sean.
Sean's at the top of the table now.
Porto are leading Group D. Looks like they're going to go through alongside either Schalke or Galatasaray. Then Liverpool are, this is what people call the group of death, because you had Liverpool, who were Champions League finalists from last year,
right,
and came second in the league. They're obviously very good. Napoli, who were second in Serie A and are playing fantastic football, and Paris Saint-Germain.
PSG.
Paris Saint-Germain, who have some of the best players in the world and a bank account.
Possibly right now the best player in the world. Mbappe is playing out right now.
Yeah. And speaking of that, the other fella, Crybaby, what's his name?
Neymar.
Neymar.
I forgot about him.
Neymar said that he made a mistake by going to PSG and he wishes he stayed at Barcelona.
Go back to Barcelona.
Because Mbappe's basically getting all the limelight.
Yep. Yeah.
Well,
then pick your level of play up, Neymar.
Yeah. So Liverpool, Napoli, Paris Saint-Germain, 6-5-4 respectively in terms of points. That group's wide open and a win or a draw can blow it open as well. But Liverpool are doing well. They got to keep the pressure on to get through there. Group B, your Spurs boys. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. How can you draw with PSV Eindhoven?
Well, you got your goalie sent off with a red card.
This is the best. Sean was talking about, Mickey was talking about this with the biggest smile on his face. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Your goalie ejected.
Red carded for rough play. Came out on one of the PSV players and just basically
obliterated him.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, so was there a bouncing ball in between and the two of them were like a 50-50 ball and he ran into him?
Pretty much. He was out of his area. Lloris came out of the goalie's box for a challenge and just basically a illegal slide tackle, hardcore. And
was the guy going to score a goal? That's the only way.
Well, yeah, because Lloris was so out of position, yeah. So he probably would have, if he'd gotten through, he would have definitely scored. But he got sent off. They played a man down with their... And, I didn't catch the end of the game, so I assume they still had a substitution left and were able to get their backup goalie in. Be kind of interesting if one of the defenders had to play.
Had to play goal?
Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture on BBC.com right now of Lloris getting the red card from the official. He's the second Tottenham goalkeeper to be sent off in the Champions League.
And it very easily, they could have just given him a yellow and let it go.
Right.
But
it was fairly egregious.
It was a pretty rough shot, yeah.
And according to my guy, Pochettino, he says the chances of reaching the knockout stages of the Champions League are nearly over.
You'd have to agree with that.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah.
That's another really, really tough group. They got Barcelona on 9 points, 3 wins out of 3. They're true.
Yeah.
So no matter what you say there. And they've been to Wembley and won in Wembley as well. So it means that Spurs have to go to the Camp Nou or New Camp, whatever way you want to say it, and win there. And then I think they've already played Inter Milan in the San Siro. So
the other two matches will be
at home.
In London, wherever they play.
So, they can get through, but basically Eindhoven have to beat Inter Milan for Spurs to have a chance of going through. So you're waiting. It's not in your hands anymore.
They need help.
They do need help.
That's
great. But it might help them concentrate, because we say it all the time, they don't have the squad to compete on both the league.
The EPL.
EPL and the Champions League. So hopefully it'll help them get better position, because they're not doing too well and they're not too hot in the Premier League either.
You know that you say that, But they have the most points that they've ever had at this stage of the season.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Well, I mean,
because you've got to look at the other clubs that are up there too,
and they're tied with Arsenal at 17 points, I think it is.
Yeah,
and they're sitting in fifth. I mean,
yeah. So
7 wins, 2 losses. That could be worse. Could be much worse.
Yeah,
that kind of plays into what I'm saying though, because if they're out of the Champions League, they can just focus 100% on the Premier League and have players a little bit fresher. They're not like they'll be making runs to quarterfinals and doing well.
I would not be upset this season if they wash out of the Champions League in the group stage. It wouldn't upset me a little bit.
Yeah. Tell you what though, you can't sleep on the German teams because Borussia Dortmund look fantastic.
They look really
well.
Good. Yeah,
Borussia, Bayern, they're playing really well, and even Schalke are playing well as well. So it's wide open. It's very early to be.
It is.
To be calling it, but looks good. There's some good football being
played.
Now,
when is the final of the Champions League?
Normally around second weekend in May.
Yeah, it's
May 10th or May around there.
It's the week before or after the Premier League season ends.
Two weeks after. It was on Memorial Day weekend last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Premier League season ends, there's a 2 week break, and then the Champions League final.
It's not always like that, though.
That's the way it was this last year.
Sometimes you got the FA Cup, but this last year, didn't we have a big competition in between that as well?
This is where.
Was there?
World Cup.
World Cup.
So it always changes in a World Cup year.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. So
this.
The World Cup.
This is where Mikey goes berserk with this stuff. They have the Premier League, and this Champions League thing goes all the way through, and then you have this cup, and you have that cup,
FA
and you
cup.
Have...
Yeah. There's a lot of...
It basically shows how good a squad has to be. You have to compete on so many different areas. Like the FA Cup, you can have... It would be like a team like, let's just say, Lexington FC coming through and playing, I don't know, Seattle in the final. Yeah. That can happen.
Right.
You know, so it's an open competition, the oldest club competition in the world. In any sport, any sport, I think, for clubs specifically.
Right.
So you have the FA Cup, you have the League Cup, which finishes in mid-February or something like that, which is a...
Nobody cares.
It's kind of Mickey Mouse, but people used to care because it used to bring it into the European Cup proper.
Mm.
It used to be a way of getting into the Champions League.
Right.
And then you got the Premier League, which is... There's no playoffs in the Premier League, so
no.
I don't know.
Right.
Like, if you win, if you're the best team over the course of the season, you win.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
So you're done on your record.
Yeah. And then what about the Nations Cup?
The UEFA Nations League.
The Nations that's a new thing. So that's international soccer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So instead of people having friendlies, which there were a lot of like just they'd have international breaks and they'd have friendlies. They're saying, right, we're going to make it
a competition.
And I think it's too much.
I do.
A lot of people think it's too much, which it is. And
well, if you think it, that's enough for me.
But there's talk of them bringing in the Club Cup back again, which is the champions from, say, the MLS, the North American champions.
Yeah.
The South American champions, the Asia-Pacific champions, the European champions, and then they all go and they play in a competition over the course of 2 weeks, and then they become the club champions.
Stop! Just stop it.
Well, you're world champions at club level.
That I think would be kind of cool.
Unlike the Super Bowl where like you're world champions, but you're not world champions.
But you are.
Well, not really.
Yeah, you are, because there's no football. In that case, there's no football close to the NFL.
Yeah, but...
In the world.
So you're American champions?
No, but it's...
But there is other teams out there. I know there's no point in playing them, but you're not world champions.
Of course you are.
Same as baseball. You're not World Series champions.
Well, that's...
It's not a World Series.
That's more valid now because of baseball all around the world in other places. And there are teams in Cuba, different teams where you could challenge a Major League Baseball team. But that's not true in football.
Okay, so in...
What are you saying? In Gaelic football, right?
Yeah. Which is the Irish sport. We got teams that come from London, teams that come from New York, and they play in the championship. But when you win it, you're the All-Ireland winners. You're the American champions. You're like, that's it. You're the American champions. You're not the You're not the world champions. Like, you're not. You didn't play the Japanese champions. You didn't play the American.
The Japanese
Stop trying
football?
To make the American leagues less important.
I'm not trying to make them less important.
Wait a minute. Did you just say we didn't beat the Japanese champions of football?
Baseball.
The Japanese champions?
Baseball.
No, I said baseball. That's more valid for that. I get that.
Yeah.
You're not. You don't even have to say that. It's the World Series champions. You're not the world champions. The World Series is the competition.
Yeah.
And you're the World Series champions.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Should we take a break?
He's stirring the pot.
Because I'm...
I am. I'm just trying to get the blood pressure up.
Yeah. I'm just...
He's trying to make him go red.
And why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why would you do that? Just because it's fun for you?
Exactly. Exactly. Right. You got to bring a bit of...
All right.
A bit of life.
My blood pressure's too high.
Well, think about it. Seriously, everybody think about it for a minute.
Okay.
We'll come back after the break. I want the phones lit up.
Hey. Collie, Mickey, Lauro, EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300 and 92.5. Let's get to the EPL. Enough of this Champions League stuff and World Series and all your crap that you're talking about. Just to make my blood pressure go up and push my butt.
He's trying to take over. He's trying to get you on a medical.
Well, it's either that or he's going to get me so angry that I'll go after him. You'll have to hold me back like Mourinho. Good one.
Hold on, Sean.
And I'll be suspended, and he'll be able to take the show over.
You'll get Wally pipped.
Oh. It's not going to happen.
If he's coming at me, let him at me. It's all right. I think I can handle it.
I'll just step aside.
You young whippersnapper, you. Why, back in my day. All right.
I wouldn't be stopping him for your protection, man.
I'm sitting right here, okay? Both of you.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Let's look back.
Is that a threat? You're sitting right there. Right, let's do it. The rules are, there are no rules.
Oh, boy.
Are we starting an MMA show now? So?
Might as well. All right, let's look back. Monday, we just said during our break, how great Arsenal.
Yeah, fantastic.
I mean, Monday night, 3-1 over Leicester, but they've won 7 matches in a row. They look great.
Yeah, had a bad start to the year, but they've come on since.
I don't know what
Unai Emery.
Yeah, I don't know what Mesut Ozil has done, but he's changed his form around unbelievably. The goal of the game, and probably one of the best goals of the season, started with him with a back heel in the middle of the field, like back on his own box, and then he burst the gut to get up there, and he touched the ball another 3 times to set up a goal, which was basically passed the whole way into the box.
It was one of the great goals of this year.
It was fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And Ozil was the center point on that goal. And he's been running the games for the last while for Arsenal and playing really, really well. And I don't know if he got just there was talk from leaving before and not being happy. And maybe that was just Wenger was holding him back a bit or whatever, but he seems to be happier.
There was the whole racism thing that he went through. And, you know, maybe that's far enough behind him now, or he's figured out some way of not concentrating on that. But he's been fantastic.
No, he quit the German team.
He's been great. Yeah.
And he said this week or last that he still supports Germany despite that. So I think he's moved beyond it.
Right.
Made peace.
Well, good for him.
He wasn't playing well enough to get into the...
He was playing terribly.
Like the German team has Kroos and like so many other great players in that position that can play... They were playing better than him, but when he was firing on all cylinders like he was there, he made the whole team work. He was like De Bruyne, like in a lot of ways, like, you know, it was fantastic. Really, really good to watch him.
All right, that
was a great win.
That was Monday. Sunday, before that, Everton 2, Crystal Palace 0. I don't know what's going on with the Palace.
Well, Palace and Everton, that was always going to be like, not so much a 50-50, but Everton were at home and Everton played really well.
Yeah.
They scored two late goals, though.
Yeah, sorry, excuse me.
They scored two late goals. 87th and 89th minute, and they just battled to the end, and Crystal Palace were unlucky not to come out with a draw. That honestly could have went either way.
It really could have. It was a good game to watch, but yeah, the end. If you're a Palace supporter, the end had to kill you.
Yeah. All right. Saturday, the full lineup. We talked already about Chelsea and Man U. I'm looking down over the list now. Cardiff City 4, Fulham 2.
Great game.
Yeah.
But remember at the beginning of this season, and Fulham obviously just up back into the Premier League. And we had very high hopes for Fulham.
Cardiff were up, and last week we said that this was a six-pointer.
Right.
A potential six-pointer for two teams that could be battling against each other in the relegation zone come the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And that still looks like the case. But what a game. Ding-dong game. Fulham went up after the 11th minute. Then Murphy equalized for Cardiff City on the 15th minute. Then Cardiff City took the lead on the 20th minute. Sessegnon, who Sean...
I love his game.
He's fantastic.
Player. Yeah.
He equalized on the 34th minute, and then it was 30 minutes of play before Cardiff took the lead, and then they put another goal in the 90th minute or so.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
A ding-dong game.
Ding-dong.
Yeah, and it was. It was a six-point game. It pulled Cardiff out of relegation right now and put Fulham in.
Yeah, and as we said, this could be going back and forth this way all year.
Yeah, Fulham has been very disappointing to me, at least, because I thought they would be a top, you know, not a top team, but
right.
10 to 15 range.
The thing is, they played lovely football in the Championship,
yeah.
And they played a lot of passing football.
Yeah.
At the higher level, you don't have as much time on the ball, mm-hmm. and the level of players that you're playing against becomes higher. So if they're trying to play that passing game, they need their players have to be of a higher quality.
Right, yeah.
And you'll see other teams go out there and they play the Sam Allardyce way or whatever, and they just try and protect their goal and hit people on the break and whatever. But you look at Wolves, who have basically surprised everybody.
Not me.
Apart from Laro, who's obviously a genius.
That's right.
He's on board.
Yeah.
And you got to wonder like why they can do it and why Fulham can't, or why Cardiff can do it, and et cetera, et cetera. But Wolves lost at the weekend again. Like, they lost. Watford beat them 2-0.
I know. Why are you looking at me like that? Well, I know they lost.
I know that you know that they lost.
You don't have to... You said it with glee.
I'm not saying it with glee, but it's just tough for teams to come up and stay in the Premier League. It's the toughest job to do, is to bring a team up and stay in the Premier League.
Because
mm-hmm. you don't want to... You can spend, like, 100 million. Easy, 100 million. And still get relegated.
Well, right. Yeah, Fulham spent over $100 million.
Yeah, but they've got the money to do it.
They've definitely got the money.
That Wembley deal for Khan, isn't it?
Yes, Sahid Khan.
Sahid Khan. That's fallen through.
He backed out of it, yeah.
That's not going ahead.
Hmm.
Which the purists in England are very happy about.
Yes, yeah. They are.
Although, it's not stopping football proper over here, like the real football. Pigskin.
No.
Gridiron. It's not stopping that being played on the field.
Wait, did you just call them American football proper?
Yeah.
Are you proper over here?
Proper over here.
Okay. Yeah.
I missed the qualifier.
Words are important.
Yeah.
Use your words. I heard him say qualifier. Proper
no,
football.
I get it. Everything just went. Believe me. Well, that's the big attraction at Wembley.
Yes, the Jaguars.
Well, there's a game on it. Is it 9 a.m.?
Yeah, it's 9 a.m. 9 o'clock.
Yeah. 9 a.m.
Last week. There is this week also.
Who's in that one?
This week it's the Eagles-Jaguars.
We carrying that live here?
Yes, we are. And the Jaguars are Britain's favorite NFL team. Have been since they've been going over there.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I don't know.
They think Blake Bortles is...
It's the truth. Blake Bortles is Tom Brady over there.
No, Tom Brady is Tom Brady.
Not to the British
over
fans.
There.
Well, a lot of people over there support Brady because it's New England. New England Patriots. It's because it's got England in the name.
I know, New but England. It's just a name. Okay, let's do it this way. Blake Bortles is Patrick Mahomes over there. Is Joe Montana
He steps his game up when he's in England.
He is the biggest star because of how he's played in... He's had three good games in his whole career, and they've all been at Wembley.
Two out of three of them have been at Wembley.
Anyway, what are they going to do this week when he's sitting on the bench?
I,
Interesting.
Is he definitely?
I don't know. We'll see.
It's such a weird atmosphere, though, because you have 90,000 people in the stadium and maybe a few more, 100,000, let's say, and no one really is supporting a team the way you'd go when you go to like NFL here.
Right.
You know, there's no one like actually really supporting the team and
they're
making noise on like
the NFL and buying jerseys and do you know what I as opposed to a team?
Yeah. It's weird.
It is weird.
But the Jaguars are the closest thing they have to a team because they are the one team that goes over there every year.
Yeah. And have. Oh, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. And the good news is it's on at 9.
It's on at 9.
It's great. All right. Man City 5, Burnley 0. That's just, they shouldn't have even played that match.
Why not?
Oh, I mean, really. Come on.
Any given Saturday.
The thing about that was that Manchester City, you don't normally see this, have 5 different goal scorers.
Yeah, 5 goals, 5 different scorers.
That's fantastic. I don't know.
They're a fairly good team.
Did De Bruyne make it back for that?
I believe he was. Yes, he was
on the bench, wasn't he?
I don't know if he was on the bench or not.
All right, okay.
Come on. This is not moving very quickly.
I'm looking.
Newcastle United lost again.
That's a terrible team.
And they're at home. Benitez is probably going to get the sack at Christmas. And I don't know. They did so well last year.
It baffles me how
they can do this again. Like, I'm Brighton and Hove Albion on the other side are doing excellently. You know.
Yeah.
It's such a hard game to predict. But we did actually predict that Brighton and Hove would go and beat Newcastle last week.
Yeah.
Believe it or
because
not.
Because Newcastle has looked.
So did I.
Terrible. Yeah.
Oh, wait. I wasn't here. Yeah,
Spurs were lucky against West Ham in the Olympic Stadium.
Hmm. Lucky is good.
Better lucky than good.
Did you not think so? Did you watch the game?
No, yeah. It was not a good. They did not play well.
They did not play well. Not at all.
But and when you have Eric Lamella, there's always a chance.
And Andy Carroll should be coming back for West Ham pretty soon. So feed the horse and he will score.
But, you know, they were still, Tottenham was still without Dele Alli and Christian Eriksen.
Yeah.
Eriksen was, I think he played 5 minutes at the back end. But, you know, two of their superstar players down and they still got to win.
Three points is three points. It doesn't matter.
Correct. Wolverhampton Wanderers, we touched on this already, 0, Watford 2. Watford really dominated. It never looked like they were going to lose that game.
Yeah.
Watford's one of the surprise teams this year as well.
16 points so far for Watford.
Yeah.
Bournemouth on 17.
That's crazy as well.
Now, explain that to me, okay? Somebody.
Well, Bournemouth are basically going on a run the way Burnley did last year, and they're just putting together a string of wins and a string of draws or whatever, but they're keeping it tight. And when you get that kind of momentum as a team like that, everyone lifts their head, everyone plays. I think you get that extra 5% out of players, extra 5 to 10, and they just play as a team for each other, and that brotherhood, that bond, that comes in, and they go that extra mile for each other.
Yeah.
And then
it's contagious.
It's contagious.
It really
is. It's a lot like what UK are doing in football here. You know what I mean? Everyone's like the defense is just like all together, all in it together, making plays. If your guy beside you misses something, you're there to back him up. And that's exactly what happens when you get that team ethos properly into a team. They can do so well.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Last one is Huddersfield and Liverpool. Liverpool with another win.
1-0. 3 points is 3 points.
Yeah.
1-0 away, and Salah back with another goal. So he's back. He's going to start scoring a few more.
He's back in form again. And the summertime, just he got all messed up during the summer.
Yeah.
Between the Champions League getting hurt and the World Cup, Egypt doing so bad, and all his legal issues with the Egyptian national team. He's not been in the game.
I got to say something, and I'm not bagging on, but Harry Kane isn't scoring. Like, last year, everything he touched like went into the back of the net.
Yeah.
This year
he is not.
He's gassed. So. He needs a couple of weeks.
Exactly. Same thing, because played so hard all the way through. Then he did fantastically well in the World Cup and felt a lot of pressure on his shoulders. And now it just comes back to this. So they could nearly give him a couple of weeks off and then bring him back for the... They should be resting players like a little bit. There's a lot of games.
Right.
I think once they get back to full strength with Eriksen and Dele,
it'll be
I think they'll give him a little time off. Because Lucas Moura is playing amazingly well this year, and LaMelo has come on and is playing maybe better than Kane right now. So yeah. I don't think it would hurt to give him – it's not going to hurt them to give him a couple of games off.
Can you make a call to the front office and see what you can do?
I'll call Maurizio.
Because you know how I feel about Harry. I'm actually kind of – I don't want to talk about it. I get upset.
I'm going to offer up your spare bedroom and let him come and take a little staycation here in Lexington.
They're not going to drop him for the next game, which is the big one on Monday.
Yeah, the big game on Monday. No,
which is what? That's a 3 o'clock kickoff here, is it?
Yeah, it's an 8 o'clock, UK, 3 o'clock here. Okay. Man okay. City.
Mm. Man
and
City.
That's at Man City, is it?
No, it's, no. At, it's
is
at,
it
at Wembley.
It's at Wembley. Yes. Okay.
I hope that field's okay after the NFL gets through there.
It won't be.
Jaguars.
No, it's good. It hasn't been.
That field is a joke.
Hasn't been good for a while.
It was trash the last time I watched them play at Wembley.
Yeah, great idea there. All right.
Literally, but at this stage, Spurs are meant to be back in White Hart Lane, so you can't really fault Wembley.
Quickly, other matches coming up this weekend.
Right, let's run through it fast. United, Everton at Old Trafford.
United.
Everton.
Huh.
Draw.
Okay.
Richarlison with the hat trick.
Richarlison. He hasn't scored in a while, but he's still playing really well. Crystal Palace, Arsenal. And that's a London derby.
Well,
I'm going to go with Palace to hold them here.
What?
They've got a bit of metal in them.
I like teams
who get a little bit into Arsenal, and Palace can do that. Okay. Roy Hodgson will set up a team to stop Arsenal playing football, breaking them down, and they'll get into them.
Yeah, 1-1 draw.
Arsenal. Burnley. Chelsea at Burnley.
Potential banana skin for Chelsea. Burnley did well against them last year.
No chance. Chelsea.
No? All right, I'm going with Burnley.
Different team this year. Banana skin.
is that Irish for trap game?
What? For what? Trap game?
A trap game, yeah. That's what it is. Exactly what it is.
Do you not use potential banana skin, though?
No.
You got the...
We say it's a potential trap game.
As in, you might fall out down the trap.
No, wait, don't get us wrong.
You might slip up on a banana skin.
We liked it better. Don't get us wrong.
No, I like banana skin.
Yeah. You can use that one.
Thanks. Okay.
Use it for UK fixtures for basketball throughout the year.
There's a great game coming up.
Potential banana skin
against
here.
Transy on Friday.
Chelsea at Burnley. I actually said that on the show yesterday.
What?
Watch out for Transy. This is a trap game. If I had known about banana skins, I would have used it. Today I will. Maybe.
It's a reference to Mario Kart as well. Lost over his head.
All right. What else? Who else we got?
West Ham.
Leicester.
It's a Leicester, yeah.
Yes.
Watford's going to take down Huddersfield.
Yes.
Southampton, Newcastle. That's
two terrible teams.
Two terrible teams. I hope that is not anywhere. But yeah, Southampton.
Okay.
Liverpool against red hot Cardiff City coming off their first win of the...
Yeah, whatever.
Draw.
Yeah. What?
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're insane.
Liverpool, just listen to me. Cardiff City travel well to Liverpool. It's a train trip. Up.
Yeah.
Cardiff City are on a high. Liverpool had to travel on Tuesday night away they had to do a good bit of traveling.
They were in Ukraine, were they?
Yeah, Ukraine. Yeah. So Liverpool are going to be tired, and I think that's going to be a draw.
2-0 Liverpool.
The talent disparity between those two teams. 2-0
Liverpool.
Even a tired Liverpool is at least a goal better.
Honestly, I always did this, right? Mm-hmm. When, I'm not condoning gambling or whatever, but when a team went away and they played against a team that was on a back of a win like that, and they had to travel in the Champions League, mm-hmm. and they played, look at the rest of the teams on a Sunday, right? On Sunday, you got Chelsea and United, Spurs and Man City on the Monday. Liverpool are the only English team that aren't playing on the Sunday or the Monday. They got to do a 4-day turnaround with travel for like 2 days or whatever, coming from where they're coming from.
This is an interesting theory.
Liverpool's going to win.
Yeah, it's an interesting theory. You'll see that.
They're probably Cardiff City are probably like 12-1 or 13-1 to win that.
So a betting man
would like always put like $5.
Are you making a call
for entertainment purposes? Like, only.
Yeah, I put for the draw is probably actually 22-1. That's even better. So,
his eyes just lit up.
Yeah.
If I was in Ireland, or if I was in Australia, like where you can gamble like freely, I'd make a bet.
Okay, but you're not.
No.
All right.
Last two, real quick. Fulham hosts Bournemouth.
Bournemouth. Yeah.
And Brighton and Hove.
Yeah.
against your Wolves.
I'm saying Wolves come Brighton. Back. I'm saying the Wolves come back in a shocking display.
Brighton.
Draw.
Right.
All right.
Actually, it's really hard to say, but I reckon there's going to be four draws in the weekend's games. And if you could put a bet on that as well, it'd be pretty good. Four draws.
And we didn't pick the Man City-Tottenham game.
City.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll be back next week.
Silence says it all. The silence says it all.
It's great to be back with you rogues.
Good form.
We'll
good
be back form. Next week.
Yep.
TPL 1300. Cheers. On ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5.